This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Beautiful music coming through from Cavocado, Hlaisa Makwenu. The time right now, 16 minutes past 2 on Capricorn FM. Limpopo's hottest frequency, welcome to the final hour of the show. I go by the name of King Bashir with the Winter Stock himself. Your side chick's favorite DJ, right? Yes, we are well within Limpopo's next big thing. And as it is the last Friday of the month, the last Friday of September, man. And you know what that means? That means we get to introduce you an artist that is doing exceptionally well within the game right now, within the music industry. And if you are a Limpopo musician and you have music, all you need to do is send it through to our music department. That is music@capricornfm.co.za and also ccchris@capricornfm.co.za. Include hashtag Limpopo's next big thing in the subject line, right? And I could be featuring you in the month of October. Today is no different. I'm joined in studio by Masana Mbalati, right? And he is a musical genius, man. Talented. All the way from Zanine, whose musical recording journey spans back in grade 8. Hey, people, guys, people are talented out here. These streets know him as Cavocado, and he joins me right now in studio. My bro.
What's up, brother?
What's good, my G?
I'm nice, man.
Man, I'm clean. Been a minute.
Yeah, you forgot to mention that you were in the same school at that.
I was telling my producer, I'm like, hey, we're having Cavocado today.
Oh.
And I'm like, man, I was in school with this bro, man. Yeah, this is my bro. You are, though?
I'm easy, brother.
Yeah. How are you? I'm clean, man. I'm clean. Good, so, good. Thank you so much for taking time, man, to come and join us in studio. I really do appreciate it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So, man, when I have guests in the studio, I play a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I call this game a this or that. So, basically, I ask you, I give you two options, and all you need to do is choose one.
Okay.
As simple as that. Don't panic.
I don't want no problems with people, man.
Nah, it's simple stuff. All right, let's kick start it. TikTok or Facebook?
TikTok.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Single or taken?
Taken.
All right. Performing indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Working in... That came faster than single or taken, but I'm impressed. It's all good. Working in studio or performing?
Oh, that's a tough one, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if I don't choose any?
No, impossible, bro.
I've got a
gun to your head right now.
Performing.
All right. Since that's out the way, man, let's get to know you a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
So how would you describe yourself, bro? Like, when someone says, you know, people actually struggle to describe who they really are. But in a nutshell, how would you say, or who would you say you are?
I'd say I'm the greatest lyricist to come out of Limpopo.
Wait. Hold up. Let's go. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay. That's it.
That's it. Full stop right there, man.
So how did we move, you know, from Masana Mbalati to Cavocado? What inspired this name?
A lot of things. You know, when you're finding a stage name and you start as young as I did, like, stage names change over time.
Yeah.
It just evolved, man. It evolved from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. It ended up at Cavocado.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That's so dope, man.
Yeah.
I mean, as I mentioned that, you know, your love for music, it spanned back grade 8,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Grade 8. So what was, you know, that point? Where was that point where you're like, you know what? I actually realized that I really, really love music.
Before then, actually. I've been on the stage my entire life, bro. Like... Always.
Tell me about that.
Always. I've always been on stage as a kid, preschool, primary school, high school. I've just always been on stages, man.
Mm.
I've been on stages playing, either playing instruments or playing the lead role in a concert or performing at school events or being at radio stations. So my love for music was very, very, very early, bro. I remember we used to go on school trips a lot.
Okay.
And also, like, family trips.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was young, like, we did a lot of family trips, driving all over the country. So my parents would just play music all the time. And because it was me and my bro and we were young,
yeah,
we couldn't conversate about anything. So they just played song after song and album after album. So after every trip, when we got back home, I fell in love with a new genre or a new artist or a new sound or a new style. And I'm like, yo, I need to try something.
So it was always in your ears. Like, you couldn't avoid it, even if you wanted to.
Even if I tried, bro.
Yeah.
Even if I tried. And I don't think they knew what they were doing. It just happened.
Nah. That is so crazy, man. Yeah. But let's speak about this. I mean, as you mentioned, that you're the best lyricist to come out of the province, right?
Yeah.
What is it that inspires your lyrical content? Like, what inspires it? Like, what do you write about that you know? Where do you draw that inspiration?
Day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say art mimics life. So the more interesting your life is, the more interesting the art is.
Mm.
So I try to live a life as interesting as possible, so that when I put it in the music,
yeah,
you know, people understand it and get to understand it, you know. So my inspirations come from everyday life, bro.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, if I see something online that intrigues me, do a bit of research on it, see how I can incorporate it in a song. Yeah, man.
That is so dope, man. So I mean, I'm gonna speak about the looks, and what I'm actually getting to is the likes of Prince KB, the likes of Muzzle, right? It seems like the minute they cut off their dreads, you know, their music changed and everything started to change. So I mean, you had dreads, bro.
Yeah,
you know?
I did.
So do you see a difference in the Cavocado that had dreads and the Cavocado now that is like, you know, clean cut?
In the music.
Yeah.
Nah,
I don't
want to
talk about the babies, bro. You know, stuff like that. Nah, in the music.
There's no babies. Ain't no babies, man. Ain't no babies. In the music, yeah, man. What can I say? Not really, bro. I'm just heavily lyrically driven.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter what's going on the outside.
Mm.
Like, what influences my music and how it sounds is what's in my head.
In your head, yeah?
Yeah, it's all in my head, man.
All right. And, I mean, since you mentioned that, I mean, you've started this, it has always been a part of your life. You've been on stages, you've been making music basically all your life, right?
Yeah.
But now, if you were not making music, what do you think you'd be doing?
Hustling.
What is this hustle thing? Well, what are we hustling?
For the bag.
So whatever brings the bag, you would
whatever
be in there.
Whatever it is. Don't ask me why.
Might be arrested.
Hey, whatever. Hey, niggas might have records.
But it is what it is, man.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I mean, you know, what has been, you know, your biggest challenge navigating the industry, man? This music industry.
Learning that not everyone you meet is your friend. Not everyone you meet who's polite or kind to you when you first meet them is going to maintain that. That's the one. That's the number one thing. Like, you have to remember that it's like a sport.
Mm.
You know what I mean? When two teams, when the Springboks go against the All Blacks,
yeah,
they get on the pitch. Everyone is cool,
yeah,
before they get on the. When they get on the pitch, it's not friendly anymore.
Ooh.
It's not friendly. Even if maybe I do spend weekends at your family's house, we do braais, we go on vacation together every now and our wives are friends. But when the whistle blows, there's no more friendship.
Yeah.
And that's how I had to learn to like navigate and realize that, okay, cool. When it's, you know, when it favors somebody,
yeah,
and when the time is right, they'll be friendly to you. But when it's not in that situation, you have to be able to see and also lock in and realize this person's not being messed up.
Mm.
They're just playing the game as hard as I am.
100%.
Yeah.
That's true. So, I mean, speaking of, you know, the challenges, but what are some of the biggest highlights within your music career?
I've got a bunch, man. I see things, something new comes up all the time,
because
I'm active. Like, I'm not the kind of artist where like I'll put something out and then relax for like 2-3 months. No, I put out music every month.
Oh, dope.
Every single month. Mm-hmm. I put out music twice a month sometimes. You know what I mean? So for me, it's like I'm active, bro.
Yeah.
I'm really active. So being active like helps me just stay, you know, solid, stay grounded. So, you know.
No, that's dope. That's dope. All right. So we still hang out with Zanin's very own Cavocado. That is why he says that he's the best lyricist to come out of the province, man. That was dope.
Thank you, brother.
That was dope.
That's all I do.
Dope stuff.
Dope stuff.
Cavocado on that. Call my bluff. 29 minutes it is past 2 on Capricorn FM. Limpopo's hottest frequency, right? I'm still chilling with the brother here. On Limpopo's next big thing. So, bro, I mean, I'm a hip-hop DJ, right?
Yeah.
I'm a hip-hop DJ. The hip-hop market right now in the country is not doing as well. Right?
Mm.
I mean, people love the old songs, man. I don't think the majority of the public, you know, they don't have, I don't know if I should say the stamina or their ears are not linked or just taken towards our genre as much as they used to in the material that is coming out, right? Mm. How does that make you feel as a hip-hop artist?
It just makes me work harder. Mm-hmm. It makes me work harder. Because, like, you can't control what people like.
100%.
People are going to like what they like.
That's
the only thing you can do is keep, like, improving and doing better, doing more also.
Yeah.
Being more. That's why I said I'm active. Mm. I got to stay active because it's the only way to maintain. Whether people are into this sound now or they like these dance moves, I have no control No control whatsoever. But I do have control over the people who like my stuff to keep giving them that.
100%. So it's like top of mind, always keeping your name top of mind because, as they say, out of sight, out of mind.
Out of mind.
You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. So, I mean, but what do you think? How can we get, people to at least, as you mentioned, that you have your own fans, you have your own market that can at least support your craft, but how do you think we can at least get more people to still rally behind the hip-hop culture?
Like, collaborations, more important. The most important thing is collaboration. It's like, nothing makes people tune in more than seeing that person that they know and then seeing them with someone that they don't know. You know what I mean? Seeing a big artist collaborating with a smaller artist.
Yeah.
Seeing a big DJ working with like a smaller DJ and vice versa. I think what made hip-hop so popular and so vibrant back in the day was that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the collaborations do it all. Like, it's like a culmination of fans.
100%.
And like, genres that are popular right now took that from hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
Because they saw, they're like, hey man, that works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's that guy's fans, that girl's fans, and they're all on one song.
100%.
We need to do that.
Uh-huh. More numbers.
Collaboration. The biggest thing, man.
All right. No, I mean, we've seen a lot of, you know, artists abandon the likes of hip-hop and other genres, you know, to go into amapiano, to go into lekompo, to go into, you know, shigaza music. Should an opportunity like that, you know, come up for you, would you be open for it?
I think, like, you played like that first song of mine, and that's not really hip-hop per se. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say that people ask me, like, what's your sound? I don't have a sound. I have a style. You know what I mean? So whatever beats I hear, whatever instruments I hear, I can mold my sound to sound dope on that.
I hear.
So
whatever beat you get, you know, okay, I need to
It's going in a coffin, bro.
you burying that.
It's going in a coffin, bro.
I like that. I love the confidence, man. So, I mean, look, this year alone, you dropped 9 projects, some singles, 2 EPs. Do people, and I need to find this out from you, do people react more to singles or to full body of works these days?
Okay, it's not 9 projects. It's 2 EPs and 9 singles.
Oh, 2 EPs, 9. Okay.
Yeah, it's just sometimes when you upload something, it might call it an album when it's not.
I hear you.
But like, it's 2 EPs and I got more stuff coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on the artist. It depends on what you gave them when you started out.
Uh-huh.
If you came out as the kind of person who was popularized by hot singles, then that's what people are going to want from you. If you came out as the person who was like, yo, you put out bodies of work, then they'll like that. From my side, my fan base loves bodies of work because I make amazing bodies of work. So they love that. Every time I put out a single, they're like, yo, there's a project coming out. There's a project coming out. So yeah.
So for them, a single, when you release singles, for them it's like a teaser of the album.
Yeah,
or EP.
They usually think something is coming, and then I surprise them, but none of those songs are on the album.
None of them.
Maybe one.
God. Damn.
Maybe one, because I want to give them something new. It's important. Like, it's important for me to give you something new. Don't listen to my single, enjoy it so much, and then when the album comes out, be like, nah, that project only did well because that single was there.
Is there?
No, that's not the case, brother.
Wow, man.
I'm nice.
You're nice with it.
Yeah.
So bad. I mean, looking at the industry, are there, you know, artists that you haven't worked with yet and you would really, really love to work with these artists? Let's say I was to give you a blank check, drop me 5 names that you feel like, you know what, there are these guys that I feel like I really want to work with.
Bro, like, there's too many artists, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too many artists.
That's why I gave you a blank check.
Yeah, no, the list is endless, bro. I wouldn't even know where to start. Like,
give me top 5.
Okay, top 5, Blackie.
Ooh.
Pori.
Ooh. Okay.
Foka. Mm. Tyler.
Mm. Not ICU. Tyler the Chair.
Tyler the Chair.
Okay.
And the homie. Yo, the homie that keeps on dropping them fire albums. The Tsonga bro. Yo, he dropped some fire albums, bro. The DJ, what's his name? Esh, and he's not gonna like that. I don't remember his name. Esh, the Tsonga bro, dog. You know that bro. He's nice. He's super nice, dog.
You're gonna mention his name and I'm gonna be on some. Yo, oh, Esh. Damn.
Okay, one of the albums, he did a song with A. Reese on it.
Mash Beats. No, not Mash. No.
The house DJ.
The house DJ.
Yeah, the house dude.
I will get it. We'll get it.
And my homie likes that guy's music. But yeah.
Now my brain is going south.
Yo, I can't remember now.
Not with Aries, not Momo.
Kelvin Momo.
Okay.
Sure, buddy. Okay. Yeah, not today. Well, that's
so you want to drop with Kelvin Momo?
Yeah, dropping with Kelvin would be nice.
Oh, okay.
Because even though he does the style of music that he does, I know he loves hip hop. I know it.
But most of these guys, actually, if you, whenever I see their stories, whenever I see them upload, they in their cars, they always jam into hip hop. Like, no matter what it is, they always jam into hip hop.
It's because hip hop says something to you.
Yeah.
Like, it says, like actual words. Like, when you listen to an MC, bro, and he's able to say something that you've been thinking about,
yeah,
it hits you.
That's very true.
It hits you. So, like, that's why, like, hip-hop is just that, it's that nice. I heard a lot of piano cats and a lot of piano dudes say that they actually just rap on piano beats.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
They just rapping. But because the beats is piano, it sounds like, it's like, nah, it's just rap, bro.
Because Young Stunner does the same thing. I mean, he comes from hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most of the cats actually do. Right?
Yeah, it's not just in the sound, it's in the style,
It's in
too.
The style, most definitely.
Yeah, man.
But I would love to hear you on a jam with PJ. Jody.
Yeah, Jody's nice. Jody works with a lot of my young boys from Zanin.
Yeah, I know Jody's nice with it.
Yeah, I like Jody's stuff.
Nah,
I like
I feel
Jody.
Like he's something you can actually think about. But nonetheless, you know what? What's next? I mean, I heard you saying you're busy with your body of work. What can people expect? What do we have since what's in the chambers, man? What are you releasing? What's in the valley that needs to be released?
October 31st, I'm dropping an EP. With EXT9 Sound. EXT9 Sound has produced a bunch of songs for the likes of Shane and MT and Tato Soul, a lot of guys. Yo. He's got his catalog is crazy. So I'm dropping an EP with him on the 31st of October.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Tough, T-U-F-F.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming out. And then towards the end of the year, I'm going to put out my album.
How many tracks on the EP?
Four joints, hardcore, just rugged, raw, like, because I've been putting out so many songs that are more like lively and happy and stuff. So
club bangers.
So I think people might have thought, nah, this guy might have fell off a little bit, bro, lyrically. So I just want to show them, nah, dog.
Not me.
I just want you guys to enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
And then the album is coming out later on in the year. I can't give you the name of that yet, but it's going to come out later on.
As long as it comes out, bro.
Yeah, man. And then every month, man, just look out for music every month. I put out music twice a month.
Speaking of which, you know, before we actually get to the bookings and where can people get a hold of you, right?
Mm.
What would you like to say to your fans, man, given the opportunity right now? You know, for people that support you, people that believe in you, people that have been rallying behind you and supporting your craft.
You didn't waste your time. And you're not wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the right thing because I'm giving you what you asked for.
Uh-huh.
Stick with me and I'm going to stick with you.
Uh-huh.
Non-stop, can't stop, won't stop. Forever, I'm going to drop forever.
Let's do that. Man, do you have anyone that you want to send a shout out to?
Yeah, man. Everybody who just listens to me, man. Anyone who's been listening to my music from when I started until the song that I dropped 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of y'all, man. Keep supporting me. Much love, much support. Skywalker's here with y'all.
What's the name of the song that you dropped 2 weeks ago?
It's called Sim Dope.
Sim Dope. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about this song.
So that song is a collaboration with Surf Gang Geek. He's a producer artist.
Okay.
And also EXT9 Sound, he co-produced on it as well.
Okay.
It's just a hot song, bro. super hard song. Not really a tribute or whatever to Sim Dope. It just sounded cool. So his name is Sim Dope. We're like, yeah, that's a dope dude. And he was dope with the OG who passed on. Long live the legend. R. So R. like, hey, man.
Oh, that's cool. That is so dope. Nonetheless, my brother, thank you so much, man, for coming through.
Appreciate it.
We really appreciate, you know, you taking your time to come and be with us, share with us, share with us the music. Keep going, as you say, can't stop, won't stop, right?
Yeah.
So nonetheless, where do people get a hold of you on the socials? Where people book you?
So socials is Carvocado, CARVOCARDO. That's everywhere. Only difference is on IG, there's an underscore in between the two names. But it's the same everywhere. TikTok is Carvocado, Facebook, X, everywhere. Mm-hmm. IG is Carvocado. My bookings is cardobookings@gmail.com. Booking information is on all my socials too, man. I'm out here in PLK. I love doing shows in PLK. So hit me up, man. I'll rock the stage for y'all.
Most definitely. He goes by the name of Carvocado. Go check him out on the socials at Carvocado across all social media platforms except for Instagram with an underscore between Carvo and Cardo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.